Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
What did we just watch? And these films, I'm hardly ever speechless. But this is so atrocious. I don't even know where to start.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
If you want to watch a movie of, what not to do...
Everything.
While making a movie, watch this movie.
Everything. Everything is wrong.
Yeah.
Everything.
They literally got every single thing wrong.
And it is hilarious.
It is hilarious to watch. I would argue the ending is just... It's too ridiculous to even be hilarious because it's just...
I disagree.
Well, except for that one scene.
No, the whole thing. The fact that they, ignored, any explanations is hilarious.
This one's gonna be a quick explanation on what the film is because, there's not even really a story.
Who needs stories? Well, you don't need a story.
Who needs stories? You got, really bad editing and, a ton of film spoofs. So we watched The Body Shop from 1972.
Yeah, sounds more like a low-rent porno, but...
It's not... Which... I think, honestly, I would have rather watched
a
low rent
porno. I mean, you might as well have. I think that's what the director was going for. But I'll get into that little side note. So, starts with this what do you call those little things where, you lift up the box and it plays, the song?
Like a music box or
it like sounds a music box playing.
Sort of. It's like those things where it has the little cylinder in it and it does the metal.
It's playing something like that and it's
I can't remember what they're called, but
sugar is sweet, blah blah blah.
Well, it says sugar and spice and everything nice blah blah blah.
It's
bullshit.
And it's this is all
Well,
it's the ingredients of a woman.
It sounds way, way too similar to, these are a few of my favorite things, that song.
It's
the exact same,
It's everything, it's the ingredients of a woman.
Yep.
Which is, telling.
And it's when the girls grow up, they get a figure and some look better than others. That's literally, verbatim, that's the lyrics.
Yes. They thick. Some become thick, and others become not so thick, Will.
Yep, well, yeah.
That's the poetry of the music.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's very poetic.
Whatever you want to say,
movie.
Man. Yep. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Cool. So, Body Shop, it starts, with the credits and that stupid song, and then it shows a guy
on a lake.
Lake feeding swans while listening to the radio.
Listening to the radio that's talking about how a wife of a surgeon died in a something. Car accident or something.
But the radio announcer goes into a little too much detail explaining who this woman is.
She was very beautiful, and she was very loved by her community, and she was a beauty queen, and she was stunning, and she turned heads everywhere she went. And now for our song, my heart is dead now.
No, it's the 1 million hearts, a heart dies every day or something like
that. And I'm just how fucking fitting. I've literally, they went all out on this woman.
Then it shows...
The funeral.
A fucking funeral where
a woman has, a fucking UFO on her head.
She has a fucking bird's nest, where it's they flew in, different bits of, colored paper and,
Yes.
Just random-ass shit all in her hair.
You know what it looks like? You know, like when women who have like curls in their hair, they'll have like those curling iron things.
Yeah.
It looks like she just left them in.
And then put like a bunch of shreds of paper.
Yes, and that's it.
I don't understand why, but there's a woman fake crying, obviously fake crying.
Oh, yes. There's also one woman who looks like she's smiling, but I guess she's supposed to be sad. They couldn't have told her, hey, could you try that again? And could you look sad on this take?
They couldn't tell anyone to try again. We've seen the film. We know they messed up a lot.
They had one go. They fucked it up.
It feels like this movie was mostly improvised.
Yeah.
Like, some scenes seem, like, very improvised. Like, it's not like Beware the Blob level improvisation, but, like, it's pretty bad.
It must have been even worse because they mute out half the fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, that scene, yeah, okay.
So it must have been pretty bad improv.
Probably.
When they're just like, this is so shit. They're just like, we're just going to put our stupid music over it.
Yep. Fucking ice cream music over it. So anyway, it shows the funeral. A pastor is like giving his stupid overacting, and like I don't think he even knows what he's saying at the point.
And then they bury her. The guy starts narrating how we're apart now, but we're gonna be together again soon, forever.
And he grabs a not a rose. It's a flower off of her grave.
Yeah.
And
takes it
with
to his laboratory with his assistant Gregory, who just happens to look like Igor.
Yeah, but it's Gregory.
Yes, he has a big hunchback, and he.
I'm honestly shocked they didn't call him just Gregor.
It's too obvious.
Too obvious. He has a hunchback.
No, Will. It's very subtle.
He has a hunchback.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because that's literally all he says.
Yeah.
He'll be like, Gregory, did you do the thing? Gregory, get me my beer.
He also jumps like Mario, so that's cool.
Oh my god.
Okay, so...
Blow me.
So, he's in his laboratory, and... Is this...
I don't remember when, like, but at some point during this, it shows a
graveyard. It shows a graveyard, and...
And, you can barely see it's a fucking graveyard, but eventually you see a shovel.
This is the only night shot we get.
No, there's more.
Well, I mean, this is the only time they tried.
No, there's more.
Are there?
Yes, it's just that every time they show the castle...
It's broad fucking daylight.
It just happens to be completely fucking bright.
And they,
I don't know.
And
they stopped even trying at some point.
It's kind of funny because they don't even try and dim the...
No!
They don't try to do day for night. It's just day and there's crickets.
They put crickets over it and we're supposed to believe that it's nighttime.
I legitimately got confused of whether like scenes were in day or night.
Every time.
The only way you can tell is there's crickets over the night
scene. Yeah, because you asked...
Sorry, quote-unquote night scenes.
Because you asked me once, like, is this supposed to be night? And I'm like, no, Will, there's no crickets.
I was like, oh, damn it, okay.
Yeah, that's how you know. But they're digging up a body, and I thought at first it was the wife.
It's not.
Apparently it's not.
No.
I
guess but not. I thought it was, too.
They bring her to the lab. They do your favorite... activity in the world, which is where you take a dead body and you wrap it up in aluminum foil like a fucking turkey.
I love the 70s because they think that like
this is our second movie like, this is our second movie that's had this
like transplants and like stuff like that. They all have to be covered in tinfoil because nothing preserves a body like aluminum
foil. They're not even trying to preserve it.
Okay, I want to talk about this scene because he wraps it in the aluminum foil.
Yes.
And then it won't stay down, so his master
because
plan...
Because he doesn't wrap it, like, underneath.
Yeah, he just drapes
it. Just the top.
Yeah, he just, like, conforms it to the body. And then his master plan to keep the aluminum foil down is he has Gregory get a roll of duct tape.
Like, dollar store duct tape.
And he starts taping down the aluminum
the edges.
Foil. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we'll see in a minute. It doesn't work at all.
Well, but... I don't know. Well, that's debatable because I have no fucking clue what the point of any of this scene was.
I don't know what the point of this movie was. There's barely any story.
I know the point. That man is thirsty.
Yeah.
And by that man, I mean the director, but I'll get to that.
He's a piece of shit. That's what he is.
Yes, exactly.
But anyway, yes. We'll get to that.
So, they wrap her up like a turkey, put duct tape, dollar store duct tape, on the foil, and then he starts attaching these rods to it, and he attaches two rods to her nipples.
Of course he attaches two of these little metal clips to her nipples.
You know what they look like? You know those things you use to hang up clothes on a clothesline? That's what they look like.
They're not wooden, they're like metal, but like they're little, yes. Yeah, they are, they do look they like look little, exactly. Little cloth clips.
Know what, Will?
They probably are.
Yes.
And there's this giant rusty coil in the like above
keyword,
the head.
Rusty.
Yeah, it doesn't look brand new at no. all. And this is like supposed to be like a state of the art because this guy's like a. It doesn't explain anything. Like, I'm trying to explain this, but I don't even know if
it's... It doesn't matter. He
owns a castle, so we're supposed to assume he's rich. He can like hypnotize women just by looking at them. Apparently, we'll get to that.
We should all be so lucky.
And he's a total creep.
Yes.
But
it doesn't matter because he's got them hypnosis powers.
So he clips all these stupid things to the tinfoil.
And then you see, like, he's got this, I'll just say, scientific gobbledygook around his lab. All these things with, like, knobs and shit. You don't know what the fuck they do.
There's, like, vintage light bulbs and
like,
fucking...
There's, like, a thing that looks like a Tesla coil.
Things that, like, conduct electricity and spark and... It's all for show.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not like they explain going on.
During the scenes where they, like, activate them, you see him, like, touching the knobs. They're not turning.
No.
He's just pretending to be, like...
He's just, like, rubbing them, basically.
Great acting, let me tell you.
So they turn on this machine and try and... I guess they're trying... it doesn't explain anything. So
well, we thought they were trying to bring her to life. Because I thought that was the wife that he dug up. That's what I thought. Guess not. But they start turning this thing up and, like, the voltage is going up. And the editing is just stupid.
It is horrendous.
Like, my favorite, and you knew this because I was fucking dying laughing every time they did this. Eventually, like, there's, like, too much power. And... the room, there's, like, sparks and fire and everything. And they keep showing, like, in between them, like, running around to, like, places.
Yeah, and it shows, like, you know, Gregory's
like, they'll show
face.
Close-ups and, like, him doing this and him doing that. And it's, like, they took all these shots that, and they just kind of, like... It's, like, okay. Imagine you took this movie and you threw it through, like, a paper shredder.
Yeah.
And then you took up
and tried to piece
and then
it
you
together.
Put, and then someone like gave you the thing and then you took them and then you dropped them on the floor and they're like, "Hey, fuckface. Put those all together in 5 seconds."
It's like a puzzle that someone's putting together wrong.
Yes, and they're like, "Hey, you got 5 seconds to put this together." Oh shit. Yeah. That's what the scene plays out like. But the funniest part was they kept inserting the shot of just the room and it's just like the table and nothing else.
Yeah.
And it's like you hear these like sound effects of like alarms and like things like exploding and it's just a shot of this room with nothing happening.
Yep. And then it'll go to like scenes of other scenes of like stuff like
exploding
and exploding
and like and they and keep then, inserting the shot of nothing happening.
Yeah, it's just the guy standing next to the
yeah like nothing's happening,
like nothing's happening, nothing's sparking, nothing's going off. It's just the guy standing next to the switch. And then other scenes are it exploding and then Gregor's like trying to like
They keep showing the same shot of Gregory 50 times.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm saying Gregor, but...
You want to make it sound cooler than it is.
Because it's Gregory.
Yes.
But anyway, so the body starts to, like, convulse.
And then they cook it.
And it sparks into flame.
And what does he do?
And Gregory just drapes a fucking cloth over it. Like
and that's it.
Like, that's supposed to suffocate the flames.
That's it.
And it does. It's a magical cloth that instantly suffocates flames.
It is. And it, then, the scene ends. And then, UPS shows up. And apparently in this movie, they bring you, like, bodies.
It never, again, I can't stress this enough how little this movie explains anything.
Yeah.
Because by little, I mean it doesn't.
Don't forget, this is where you saw the top of the set, remember?
Oh yeah, they were talking and they bring in this box and then, like, the set's going up and I'm like, they're talking and I look up, like, at the top of the set because it's supposed to be this lab, right?
And it's all white.
And I see this, like, it's all white and then I see this little piece of cardboard that's white and then the rest of it is just a sound, like, it looks like a sound.
It looks like someone's room.
Yeah, it looks like a staircase and, like, maybe, like, a... I don't know what was back there, but it definitely wasn't the
lab.
It
ain't a fucking lab.
No, and it wasn't the goddamn castle either.
No.
It was literally where they were filming.
They ran out of money.
They just couldn't finish the set, so... But they also couldn't turn the camera down just a little bit, so you don't see the top of
the... That's my question.
Yeah, they couldn't just be like, oh, shit, you can see the top of this... You know,
move the camera down.
You can see our set. Let's move the camera down so you can't see the set.
You would have to move it down like 2 inches, and you'd be fine.
Now, I can't stress this enough either. This is not the biggest atrocity of this film.
No!
It is
the
by
worst
far.
One, the worst one is in the ending,
yeah.
Which is unique. I've never seen
anything
like it.
I have never seen something like that. I have also pretty much never seen where they will accidentally left in the stage where they set everything up.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
The cameraman couldn't have been like, oh shit, I better point this down.
Unless...
It was literally like, you could have just angled it down just a little bit and it would have been fine.
Mm.
I mean, not that this movie...
Too much effort.
It wouldn't have saved the movie, but it would have saved my sanity.
But Will, that takes effort.
So then... Gregory picks up the body they burned.
Yep, okay, they bring a body in the box.
No, so, like, he picks up the body they burned before they open the box. And he puts her in this vat. Of course, they just have...
A vat of acid?
An open vat of acid.
Which they fuck that up to you later on in the movie. I'll get to that. You know.
So, I actually, I don't know if... I can explain that scene, surprisingly.
It's liquid.
Well, but... Okay,
it's liquid.
When we get to the scene, I'll explain it, because he does say something, and I was like, oh, okay, that's it. Because he says to clean out the...
Ashes.
So he says to clean out the chimney.
Yeah.
And then sweep up the ashes from the chimney, because he wants the cleaning crew. They're not going to collect the body. They're going to clean it. Literally, that scene makes no sense even more so, because he wasn't telling them to clean the body. He was literally telling them to clean, like, the chimney and then sweep out the ashes from the chimney.
What ashes?
I don't know. It doesn't show the chimney.
Exactly. So does the acid burn them?
No.
We never see them. Exactly.
No, but... What he's saying is he literally says chimney.
I know.
So, I don't know.
But why?
But I don't know. I can't explain this movie.
Well, okay. I'll ask our favorite question.
You know why, Alex?
But why, though?
You know why? Because fuck you. That's why.
Yeah.
Because this movie has already been made, and it's already an atrocity.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
So... Yeah, Gregory puts the girl, the burned body in the acid.
And she dissolves. She dissolves and then turns into... And then apparently her ashes spread out into the fucking chimney or something.
I don't know.
And then
they bring in the girl in the box.
Yes, someone delivers them a girl in a box. And she's, like, been murdered? She has, like, a cut on her throat and a cut on her stomach. And they take her and...
Rigor has set in.
So, yeah, which is, like, one of the only, like, details in this movie that I was kind of like, okay, that's interesting. Like, she's, like, stiff as a fucking board. And they
so
have to,
they
like...
have to creak her, like...
They have to, like, creak her into position.
Yeah.
And then they put, like, a towel over her, and then she, like...
Launches up.
Her body, like, launches upward, and Gregory hops... Like Mario.
He like Mario jumps onto like one of the...
Like the cylinder.
Yeah. He grabs
and, like,
onto
grabs
it and is
on
like holding
it.
Onto it and is like looking all crazy-eyed at it. Like, what? Oh, that scared me.
what the fuck,
Will? But of course Gregory can't talk, so
yeah. I was baffled.
Needless to say. To say the least, I have no idea why they put that in, but okay.
Like, it was gut-busting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because it was so unexpected. Yeah. Like, this is a movie that takes itself way too seriously. Mm-hmm. For how just awful it is.
Yeah.
But that scene, I was just like, what are they doing? Why are they making him jump, like, 50 feet in the fucking air?
I don't know. And they... So he decides that he is going to build himself a mate. Scientist.
Yep.
Now, what the fuck this has to do with him making his wife live forever, I'm not sure.
I think he wants to make her better.
But it's not her.
I know. I don't... Again, this movie, it doesn't explain jack shit. Yeah. So, like, you don't know what's going on. Like, there's no story.
What did he do with his body? Do you remember?
With Gregory's body?
No, the one they brought in. Did he keep the torso?
Yes, that's the one he chopped the arms and the legs off.
Okay, and then the one after this is the one that he kept?
The hands? No. No. The legs.
The legs. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, yeah, I want to mate this and that. And then...
He starts going to work.
Yes.
Chopping up this girl. He like cuts off her arms first and then... Cuts off her torso. Like, no, it's cuts just, off her legs.
It's just the torso and the head
left.
And I'll give the movie some credit. It's got decent gore effects. Like, I mean, I know how they did it, but yeah.
I mean, I think that's giving the movie too much credit, but...
Is it, though?
A little bit.
We've seen much worse.
We have. But worse than this movie...
Oh, yes.
This one's up there with one of the worst we watched.
Yeah. Then after this, it cuts to a woman on a beach, and the camera is like pointing at her legs, and then it slowly pans up, and then she just looks at the camera. She's like, "You like what you see?" And then she just lays down on like a fucking like blanket. On the beach.
And they just start making out.
With the doctor.
And they just start making out.
They just start making out and doing your favorite activity. Talking to each other. But
the fucking music over it when you can't fucking hear the dialogue.
They mute the dialogue.
Like, I am convinced the dialogue was so bad that the director was probably like, we cannot put sound in
Can
this.
Can you imagine how bad it must have been? Because we know what they kept in. Yep.
The fact that they muted the actual audio and just put music over it just speaks volumes into like how bad that was.
Just to mention, during all these scenes, they show close-ups of his eyes.
Yeah, because he's like, I guess he's supposed to be hypnotizing them.
Well, yeah, we find out later he is.
So they make out, he like unclips her bra, and then it's immediately clipped back.
And then it's like her sitting up, and it's clipped back, and like, okay. And then they start making out again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, we should take a run down to the water.
Let's go for a swim.
And, okay, I just need to mention, this scene is so fucking awkward to watch. And I'll just get into my, like, I guess, theory here. The guy playing the doctor is the director. Now,
under a different name.
For reasons beyond me, in the end credits, he has a fake name.
Yeah.
His fake name happens to be the same fucking name as the character. It's like Dr. Don Blackford or something.
Yeah.
Why the fuck that he's doing this? I don't know. But...
Well, I know why the director's doing it.
Of using a fake name?
No, well, I mean, would you want to be associated with this film?
Will I be so proud of this? So proud. You can take this thing around to, like, Hollywood and be like, hey, you should let me direct your movie. Here's what I made. Watch this.
As, like, you know, the producers are just like, it's beautiful.
No, well, in this thing, there were no producers because he produced this thing and wrote it.
Well, yeah, but, like, I was looking at trivia, and apparently his idea of writing is literally just shooting scenes where, it, like, he just tells the actors to improvise.
Shocking.
Yep.
Yeah, but one of the reasons I think this movie exists is because a middle-aged man from somewhere in the South really wanted to make out with attractive women.
And he does a lot.
Yes, he does, especially in the last 30 minutes where he is...
And we'll get to that. That's the biggest, like, tell of, like, this guy just...
Ungodly amount.
This guy just literally wanted to make out with gorgeous women.
Do you agree with my theory?
I do.
Okay.
I think that's exactly it, because he has no idea what he's doing.
No.
He just wants to make out with women. He
found a way.
Yeah.
He found a way. Because it's also worth mentioning that only one person in this movie is a professional actor, and I don't remember who the fuck it was.
It literally was the guy playing Gregory.
So basically the only guy who's a professional actor only talks in grunts.
Yep, and jumps like Mario.
You know what? Kudos. Kudos.
So he drowns her in the ocean.
And we see a chilling POV shot of a camera being dunked in, like, a tiny, like, in a bathtub.
With his, like, crazy eyes.
It's a camera being dunked in a bathtub.
Yep.
Because, like, it's, like, the background of, like, when it's showing him.
It's, like,
him, white. It's, like, white. It's, like, the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
He's just dunking a camera in the bathtub.
Kills
her. Oh, and for some reason, Gregory is there watching.
Yeah.
And then they carry the body and...
They cut her legs off. Because he likes her thighs. They cut her legs off, get rid of the rest of the body, and then we get the glorious nightclub scene.
Hold on, I want to make sure that we didn't skip any amazing scenes.
I don't know.
I mean, Will, would you want... How could you... Oh, yeah, we did. When he's cutting off the fucking, like, whatever it is, it shows, like, the operating table... And there's, like, 50 scissors on there. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He keeps just putting, like, scissors and knives and just everything on there.
Okay, he has, like, 2 scalpels and 50 scissors.
So he, like, starts sawing into her legs with, like, a bow saw.
Yeah.
That's the only time he uses a saw. The other times he uses a scalpel to cut everything off.
A scalpel goes through bone like butter, Will. Like fucking butter. It's true. True fact.
They saw off her legs, throw away the rest of the body, and then we get the nightclub scene.
Yes. And we get a musical number.
By a man named Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks and something in his band.
Yep.
And it's a bullshit country song, and they play the whole fucking thing.
Now, I want to mention something very hilarious.
This is the intermission. This is where you take a... You know what this is? This is the moment in the movie when you go to the bathroom, you stick your face in the toilet, and you flush it. And hopefully, the water volume is such that you will drown, and you won't have to go watch the movie. Okay?
I mean, that's a little extreme. You could just leave.
Extreme? But... No. You can't leave. If you try to leave, this movie will, like, follow you.
It will haunt you.
It will follow you home.
We had to finish it.
It's like The Ring, okay?
So then, I have to mention this, because I think it's hilarious. In the title credits, they show a name, and it says the world's number one, like, magician, right?
It's the first... He is top billed. Top billed. Okay? And I was confused, because it was just like... John Smith, the number one magician something. And I'm just like, what? And then after that, it lists, like, the director,
yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. So we get the nightclub scene, the country guy finishes his song, and then we finally get the magician, and we don't even get to see his fucking trick.
No.
Like, he, like, starts doing a trick, and then it just immediately cuts away.
Like, okay... It shows the one shot, and then later on it shows another shot, but it's so far away. I have no clue what the trick is, why it's in there, and number one, why is he top billed?
Yeah.
Why?
So, if you're, again, if you're going to top bill him, maybe give him more than, like, 30 seconds of screen time.
Like...
It's like, it's so little screen time, it's and like, he's the top-billed actor in this movie.
It's like if you went to see, like, Avengers and Stan Lee is top-billed.
Yeah.
Like, it's on that level. He's in the
That's
movie
how
for,
little
like,
he's in the movie.
He's in the movie for, like, 5 seconds.
I think Stan Lee has had more longer cameos.
Yeah, like, that would make more sense than this. And your thought was, like, well, maybe they had to pay him so much money that he demanded it. Which, you know what you do then? You cut those scenes out, and you'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Well, okay, this director's not a clever man. Okay?
I know. He was like, okay, well,
he's just I get to make out with attractive women, exactly. That's all I want.
I already got to make out with this blonde woman for like 30 awkward scenes. Fuck it, take whatever money you want. Take it.
So
then,
so it cuts away from the magician, the top billed actor in this entire movie. And then cuts away from the magician and then goes on this really awkward date scene.
Okay.
And not awkward because it was supposed to be awkward. Awkward no. Because the actors are atrocious.
It's awkward because everything about this scene is wrong. Yeah. And I have to go into this because it shows like the faraway shots are hilarious because they're sitting at a table, okay? There's one table and then there's two tables behind them. The people behind them are fucking motionless.
They're like frozen. I mean, they're actual people.
They are people.
But they're not moving.
But they are frozen. And it keeps showing the shot, and it's so fucking weird.
Well, my thing is...
It's so stiff. It's
this
like,
is supposed to be like the swanky like nightclub. Yes. Like, people are supposed to be dancing and stuff.
It's like...
And, like, literally everyone's just frozen
they
still.
They're frozen still, and they're not even talking. The people aren't even talking in the back. It's like a movie scene directed by, like, aliens who have no clue how humans interact. Seriously.
They're not even laughing. They're just, like, they're literally just...
They're just staring at each other. Like, it's fucking weird as hell.
I wonder if the director was like, okay, you can't make a sound because we need these two actors to... Because
we don't have... We don't... I wonder if
I'm going to make out with her later, so you guys...
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. She needs her screen time so I can make out with her.
She needs her amazing screen time where she's like, John, I'm bored. Oh, come on, honey. We just got here.
And she's like...
Hold on. I'll be back. I got to go to the bathroom. And then she looks at...
Well, you forgot the... Will you take me to dance?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to dance. I want to just sit here. I just got my meal.
You're being too emotional. She was way more stiff. But then he's like, he says that.
I just got my meal.
And then he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And then he goes to the bathroom. And then she looks at
Hungry eyes. I'm going to call him hungry eyes.
She looks at our hunk. Our hunk of a... Of a lead.
My new nickname for him is Hungry Eyes because that's exactly what he has.
Because they show them Hungry Eyes like 50 times.
Yeah.
So he's staring at her.
They show Hungry Eyes and then he's just like staring at her. And I think this is where it was supposed to explain that he hypnotizes women.
Well, no. It's more obvious in the one after this.
Right.
The one where he walks into her office.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain it. It just is like, hey, piece this together, you fuckface.
But it's more obvious then because then he does like the... Remember the...
Right.
Hand motions.
But, okay, so he stares at her and she just, like, kind of smiles.
Yeah.
And, like...
Because he's so hot. And he, walks over to her and starts whispering in her ear. We don't hear shit. I know what he said, though. He said, hey, you want that good D? Come with me.
You know what he said to her? Sorry, let me get into...
Oh, no.
Hey, baby. Just remember, I'm directing this film, and you get money if you act through the scene, and we're going to make out in the next scene.
So just remember, you have no career unless you make out with me.
You have to make out with me in the next scene. Just remember, the next scene is us making out.
I promise if you make out with me, I'll make you a star. You're going to be in movies. Oh, no. Oh. None of them were in movies.
No.
Piece of shit. Piece of
you
shit.
Think anyone watched this movie and was like, I like her.
Okay. You make this movie, you go home and you take the longest shower of your fucking life. You call your mom and you tell her, Mommy, I did a horrible, horrible thing. Please forgive me.
I hurt people.
I hurt the world. I made out with whatever the fuck his name is. Thank God. So then the boyfriend comes back, and she's like, I'm gonna leave.
He's like, I just got my food.
I haven't even started eating. And she says something to him, and then she takes his food, it's like some shitty spaghetti dish, and just shoves it in his face.
Like, for no reason.
He told her to. Ugh. You want to get that good D? You gotta take that spaghetti and gotta shove it in his fucking face. Yeah.
Okay, I know you're improvising this scene, but what would be hilarious is if you shoved the spaghetti into his face.
If that was improv. A+. A+.
Well, that's better. Yes. She wasn't feeling well. Please, she no. wasn't feeling well.
Please, no. None of that. No. So he goes outside. He runs into someone he knows.
They talk exchange for a minute.
Pleasantries.
For no reason.
No reason.
I think you see this woman. Oh, she's the one.
It's the one at the end.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so.
Then the plank of wood walks walks outside.
Like.
And he
Kristen
takes her.
Stewart, eat your heart out.
He takes her and leads her to his car. And they're in the car and he starts like rubbing her hand.
Yeah, because it's supposed to, you know, foreshadowing.
He likes
her hands.
And specifically her hand, not her arm, but just the hand. Just the hand.
Just the hand. Because he takes arms, too.
Yes, because he takes the next woman's arm. And he drives her home, and they're at her house. And she
and
looks...
what happens next?
She looks old, hungry eyes in the face, and she's just like, thank you for saving me. And they make out again.
I think that was too emotional for her.
Yeah, I felt so much. I felt so many emotions, especially when they kissed. Mostly disgust.
Yeah, and, it's like his middle-aged
secondhand embarrassment. Because whenever they make out, he's like, his face is like fucking slobbering. Their like neck and face. He's all in there. And he takes a tiny needle and stabs her in like the hip. And she's immediately knocked out.
Yep. And then Gregory comes out of fucking nowhere.
They didn't show it because they're stupid, but I'm gonna guess he was the driver.
Probably.
Because who else, right?
I mean, they don't show his car at all. So
details.
I think they show it once, but
they do show it once, and it was in the remember the memorable nighttime scene, the nighttime driving scene.
You mean where it's broad daylight?
Where it's broad daylight and the car doesn't have its headlights on? Yeah.
Yeah.
That nighttime.
You know why they didn't have their headlights on? Because it was fucking daytime. It was
fucking daytime. I just want to reiterate, all this shit is embarrassing.
Oh, it's an embarrassing
like,
film.
This scene where they're making out and like doing this, I was like almost like covering my fucking face out of secondhand embarrassment.
I feel bad for the girls in this.
I feel bad for everyone except
the fucking director.
That fuckface.
Fuck him.
That fuckboy. And whoever the fuck wrote that goddamn song we're gonna hear later. Fuck him.
It was Bill Hicks. Well, not... It was...
Not that Bill
you
Hicks.
Know, you know, this film's Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks, the actual Bill Hicks, would have nothing to do with this.
I know all you fuckheads love your stand-up comedian Bill Hicks, but I want to tell you, this man right here is the real Bill Hicks, okay?
He trolled this fucking everyone.
The real talent.
Especially with that fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes her back.
Cuts her hands off with a scalpel.
With a scalpel, not a saw.
A tiny scalpel.
Yeah, that would take forever.
Yes.
They and do I that don't think shit. Scalpels can cut through bone, but whatever.
No, he cuts through it like it's butter.
Yeah.
Then after this, we get to the...
He takes out her eyes.
No, that was later. That was the next one.
No, he takes out the hand's eyes. Remember, and she starts screaming.
That's the next one.
No, it was the hand one.
Oh. It was. No, because the one after this, remember, he takes her arms. And, because remember, we commented on this because she had her arms completely cut off and her eyes, and she was still alive. Because with this one, he only takes off the hands.
And she doesn't she start screaming, though? Because she wakes up.
Oh, yeah, she wakes up, And he stabs her with the tiny scalpel in the stomach.
Yeah, and, like, you know, paint comes out of it.
Someone, Home Depot, made a lot of money from this movie.
And they preserve her hands in this makeshift freezer they've created on the set.
They have several.
Which is just a black box with a fog machine in it.
Oh!
And drawers.
Speaking of that, we should also mention that Gregory's is an alcoholic.
Yeah, because he hides the alcohol in the freezer.
And he has a pet bunny.
That they keep showing but never explain until the later.
Until, like, 10 minutes before the ending.
Mm-hmm.
We see it, and we're like, oh, okay. But, yeah, that happens, and then it's immediately goes to some woman going into an office.
Mm-hmm.
He just walks in and is like, is John here? She's like, no, he's not here. What about so-and-so? You're here alone? And then he walks up to her and, like, does the hungry eyes and, like, kind of, like, hand motions her. And she just stands up and starts, like, following him out, and he, like, slowly points with his finger. Just like slowly points it.
Yeah, he slowly points out the door. Even though they were already headed out there.
No. He points it just to be more swag. Or something.
I don't think he makes out with this one, though.
No. Maybe she told
him. She probably told him to go fuck himself.
She was like, no. Last moment, she was like, you know what? No.
Be like, give me my paycheck. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So
I guess she realized the game. But she doesn't. And he takes her hand, her arms.
Her arms and her eyes. And she starts waking up.
She wakes up and is, like, moving around. And they don't show what happens to her. But, I mean, presumably she dies.
I think they somehow just throw her in the vat of acid.
Yeah.
It's convenient, so.
Everything in this movie is convenient.
Okay, so then they're finally ready to piece together. Did they kill another
woman? No.
Or they kill another woman?
No, they don't kill another woman.
Did we miss something?
No, we missed the sheriff.
Oh!
The sheriff!
So we get a knock on the door, and Gregory goes over, and he's like, and he's like,
describe the door.
It's like this blue metal door with, like, these weird latches on it. It doesn't look like a normal door.
You know why? Because it's probably a door in someone's fucking basement.
Yeah.
And it has like 50 keys on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Gregory opens the door and we get this glorious shot of the doctor standing in the doorway and saying, like, oh, what's going on here? And, like, it cuts to a sheriff in, like, someone's backyard.
Yes.
Like, just from waist up.
Yes.
And,
saying bullshit.
Saying, like, oh, well, are you doing anything illegal here? And the doctor's like, no. And he's like, okay, sorry to bother you. And then, like, leaves. But
that's great police work.
Literally, they were different locations. Like, it's blatant.
Because that door does not go outside.
No.
I can guarantee, which begs the question of why the flying fuck didn't they have a door going outside? Why?
Why couldn't they have just shot up? They obviously had access to the unless they were just shooting the around set? The castle.
Okay, here's the thing. There's no way in hell that lab is in the castle. No way.
Well, nothing is filmed inside
the
castle.
That's in
the
director's basement.
Because I guarantee you they just shot the outside of the castle.
The outside, and I think there's, like, the handful of shots we see of him at the giant, like,
window.
Glass window.
Where it's supposed to be night.
That's
it. And it's clear daytime.
That's it. That's all you get. But this, yeah, it's like in the basement, and he just peeks through the door, and again, you don't see the doctor's, like, face looking outside. He just, like, sticks his head in the door, and then it shows the sheriff standing in someone's backyard.
Yeah, from, like, the waist up on an angle where you're gonna see trees behind him. Like, none of the surrounding area that was surrounding the castle.
No, not at all.
It's just someone's backyard.
It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
Yep. And then we get the beautiful.
Then he finally starts doing his own Lady Frankenstein experiment.
He sews her together and, like, does all this. And then instead of wrapping her in aluminum foil this time,
he just puts, like, a towel on her.
He puts a towel over her and then this giant dome thing.
Well, he also, like, wraps her head in, like, something.
like gauze or something, yeah.
To where, like, he has to, like, then cut it off with scissors. And
so they do the experiment again.
Everything goes fine.
And then he thinks she's dead.
For some reason.
Even though they're checking her pulse, her heart rate. And then he feels her hand is warm and is like, I've done it! She's alive!
You're forgetting some key details here. Don't forget, for some ungodly reason, they start checking her from the toes up.
And she's wearing socks for some reason.
She's wearing socks. I don't know why. But they start checking her toes first. Not her pulse. Not her heart rate. Her fucking toes.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe he's got a foot fetish. I don't fucking know.
Maybe.
And then he tells Gregory, like, check for life. Remember?
Yeah, after he's already checked her pulse.
And I'm just thinking, like, you're a fucking doctor. You can't check it yourself?
And then he gets a stethoscope and tries to check her heart.
He starts, like, putting it on her random parts of her.
And then he feels her hand is warm and is like, and then, she's alive! I've done it!
Yeah.
I've done the thing! She's alive! I can make out with her! Yay!
Yeah, that's verbatim, Will.
Yeah. I can make out with her!
I can make out with her!
Yes! Attractive woman to make out with number, what, 4?
Oh, this one gets the worst of it. And he tells Gregory, like, put the body up. Like, put the fucking, whatever you want to call it, up. He takes off her thing on her head. And they start playing the wedding march music. The one we've all heard. Da, 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 da. Yeah. As he starts, like, making out with her.
Yep. And then she goes upstairs, and he threatens Gregory, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Saying, like, oh, you, she can't see you. She can't see any human life. She has to do what I say. And, like, you know, only what I'm gonna I make say.
Her only happiness will be to please me.
Yep. And he, and then, and then he, like, just for no reason, just attacks Gregory and, like, pins him to the table and, like, puts scissors up to his throat. And then it, like, no context whatsoever. Just immediately cuts to
her.
Her getting dressed.
Her getting dressed and, like, oh my god, this next scene is.
Do we have to explain
this? Yes! Stuff? This was the funniest fucking scene.
It's so stupid. Exactly. I lost my goddamn mind.
Will, this shit is hilarious.
I lost my goddamn mind in this scene.
But, Will, it's fucking hilarious.
So it's all of this voiceover of him explaining how he's teaching her new things and, like, how he's a man. He's strong and sturdy like glass. And she's soft like
what a. What kind of a fucking example is that? Glass?
Glass is fragile as fuck.
And you're not making that up. He says
glass.
Strong and sturdy like grass.
Like glass.
Not like stone or rock, like fucking glass.
I'm a man. I'm strong and sturdy like glass.
Like, what? You're strong and sturdy like paper? Are you fucking kidding me?
You shatter on hard impact? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like, I've been teaching her how to put on makeup and how to be beautiful. And she will make me feel amazing, and I will make her feel beautiful.
And she will only please me.
And her only happiness will be to please me.
Her skin is soft like a pillow. Just bullshit.
It's embarrassing.
And he's showing her, like, this children's pop-up.
That's after.
Yeah, he shows him, like, her, like, these statues.
No, he's, like, touching her fucking, like, face, and then she touches his face, and then, like, He has, like, these fucking, like, tribal statues on his goddamn coffee
table.
She's
just, like, caressing them, and I think he. Of course, I have to explain this, because this entire scene, again, is my favorite, because they don't do any dialogue. It's literally them talking, but you can't hear anything they're saying.
Yes.
And they just put.
They put narration, and then once the narration runs out, and by runs out, I mean that the director fucking, like, ran out of ideas on what to say. It's just music.
We'll get the best music in a minute. Don't worry,
oh,
Bill Hicks makes a return.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
baby.
So, and then they're looking at the children's, like, pop-up book, and he's teaching her the fucking alphabet or something. But again, no dialogue.
Yes.
So it's just them playing with this fucking pop-up book, yes, and her, like, folding it back and forth to make the fucking lion,
yes,
open its mouth.
It's like, yeah, like, we've all seen them as kids. Those pop-up books. Yeah.
And then they just start making out again. Yeah.
Well, they make out.
For fucking ever.
Yes.
Like, god damn, this guy's a creep.
This whole scene is...
I feel so bad for that actress. I can't even call her an actress because she's terrible, but like...
You're a man. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, you're a man. I am a woman.
We'll get to that. We'll get to our favorite, fucking... It's like a goddamn scene out of a porno. But... this whole scene is so fucking embarrassing. But we were... I could not breathe.
You were laughing so hard, and I was losing my shit.
I could not fucking breathe.
This scene was unbearable.
Just for everything me. He was saying, like, I am sturdy like glass. You are soft like a pillow. I want to touch your skin all day. It is soft, and I will teach you how to be beautiful.
You only please me.
I will teach you how to use makeup, and I will teach you new things. And, like, I was losing my shit.
And I thought I knew pure insanity until the next scene happened after this. Oh!
So they make out for an ungodly amount of time. He fucking, like, he licks her face completely clean. And
then we get...
They're in the woods.
And then we get a musical number.
And so, like, they're sitting, like, on a fucking blanket, and the first lyrics are, like, a man and a woman... And then...
Under an oak tree.
So, no. So. Then it cuts to them standing next to a big oak tree. And then the lyrics are like, next to a big oak tree. And then
he
takes out a pocket knife. The song says...
Carving into no. I love...
The song says, he takes out a pocket knife. And then he starts carving their names, and it's like, carving our names into the tree.
With I Love Thee. And it's like, I thought I knew, like, with that last scene, I thought that was true insanity. Like, but this sent me into a rage.
Who does that? Who the fuck does that?
Who puts who makes a fucking music video in the middle of their movie?
Well,
except if you're joking.
That's not my biggest issue. My issue is, who the fuck makes a song that literally explains exactly
what they're doing?
Without any, like, musical, like, understanding. He takes out a pocket knife, he carves his names into the tree with I Love Thee. Like, they take a ride on a boat, they go around in circles, like...
They're walking now through the woods.
It's like a spoof.
They make out again. This guy's a creep. Wow, he's making out with her a lot.
There's a scene in Black Dynamite when he's, like, investigating, like, someone's murder, and he's walking through their apartment, and it's doing, like, you know, he walks in the apartment, it's suspicious, he looks in the corner, like, it's doing that, but
it's hilarious.
It's Black Dynamite is a spoof.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was supposed to be.
This is not a spoof.
Or like that scene in Hot Fuzz when they do the music video. And then it shows the credits for the music video at the end of it.
Oh, you mean Naked Gun?
Yeah, sorry.
Naked Gun.
Yeah,
exactly. They do the cheesy romance, and at the end it's like a fucking, like...
It has the credits for the music video. It's fucking beautiful.
It's like that. Except it's not a spoof. They're being...
100% serious.
They make out some more again.
Just an insane amount of time. I lost my mind. Literally did. I was thrown into a rage.
We forgot. There is another bit of insanity during the couch scene. The crew member.
Oh, yeah.
Because you rewinded that shit.
I did, because I had to see it. But while they're talking and, like, she's filling up the statues, it cuts to them in a different angle.
No, yeah, it's the same. They're sitting in the same spot, but it changes angles.
And just for a split second, you can see some guy walking past the camera.
If you, like, at first you saw it and you're like, if you look at it, just not paying attention, it kind of looks like a shadow or something. But then you rewinded it. And it's like, it is a crew member running the fuck out of the way.
Like, okay, you couldn't have taken the last, like, 2 seconds of music. Only music. There was no dialogue in this scene. And just cut out the guy running across the camera? They couldn't have done that?
No.
That would have been too much, simple.
Too much effort And
he was making out with the girl he didn't want to take away from the beauty.
His mind wasn't on filmmaking integrity. His mind was on getting his fucking dick wet.
I wonder if this director just goes home and watches this film and is like, yeah, look at all these hot women I made out with.
Tells his friends.
It's like his snuff film.
Like, this is worse than a snuff film.
I mean, he doesn't kill them after, but like he just...
He might as well.
He just...
This is a snuff film, but it's the snuff film of every person's career involved is dying.
He's just murdering everyone's career.
This is embarrassing. Yeah.
So after our musical number with them doing exactly what the lyrics in the song say...
She runs down and...
So, Gregory... I feel bad for Gregory because he did nothing wrong. He was staying exactly where he was supposed to be.
Hashtag Gregory did nothing wrong.
Hashtag Gregory did nothing wrong. Spare Gregory.
Hashtag justice for Gregory. But she runs down somehow and he's like cleaning up. And she just she says, "You're a man." And puts her arms around him.
Yeah.
And the doctor walks down.
Oh, and you don't steal a scene from this doctor, okay? This is the director here.
Excuse me? You mean you don't steal the doctor's poontang? Exactly. And not even steal. He didn't do shit.
Yeah. Hashtag justice for Gregory. Mm-hmm. But he just freaks the fuck out and grabs... He just has a jar of acid.
A full jar of acid.
Sitting on his desk.
Unsealed.
Yeah. On his desk. And just throws it in Gregory's face.
Gregory has like blood and like these like weird like bumps on his face. And then Gregory crawls over to the vat of acid.
Yep. For some reason, I don't know.
The doctor takes a giant axe.
His giant butcher's knife and just pads him on the back.
He pads him violently on the back and then pushes him.
Okay, it wasn't more of a push, it was like a suggestion.
Yes.
Like, it was like a, hey,
get in there, bitch.
Get in there. Like, it wasn't even a push, it was like a, he just put his hand on Gregory
and then he fell in. Go. That's the end of that.
All the while, the girl is holding the bunny.
Yes.
And caressing it.
And then he's like, he takes her upstairs and...
She's in like a bikini now.
Okay, so... Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is then when he calls the fucking cleaning people and tells them, like, get the ashes from the chimney. The non-existent ashes from the chimney.
I don't know.
And then she is, like, lounging on a couch in a bikini, reading a magazine called Hot Stuff.
So I should mention, the doctor, like, goes away for some reason.
Somewhere.
I don't know where. I mean, it shows him later, but we have no fucking idea what happened.
I don't know.
Was that supposed to be a side story that they didn't ever pan out?
This whole movie is a side story.
Yeah.
That didn't pan out.
Well, pretty much.
So, then, like, I guess the cleaning guy shows up, and please tell me if this plot sounds familiar to you at all. He walks in, and she is in a bikini, and he just, like, is staring at her. Like, his eyes are, like, looking up from down up, and his tongue is, like, his mouth's open, and he's just, like, wagging his tongue, and he's just, like... My favorite part, though, is when he's looking at her, and he just mouths, wow. He doesn't say it. Yeah. He mouths it. Wow.
Wow.
She says, like...
She says, you're a man, I'm a woman.
And he's like, you sure ain't a man.
Oh, yeah. I was made for desire.
I
was made to please, and then
and I like, want to please you.
And do you want me to please you? And he's like, yeah. And then so they start macking on each other, and he's like, do you want to go for a ride, baby? You want to go for a ride in my truck, baby?
Work truck. And this is when the movie just like kind of stops giving a shit because
it shits the bed.
It's been shitting in the bed. This is when it like takes itself and fucking plants itself face first in the bed that it shit on. Okay?
It just
at this point it just goes fucking weird. So then we see a bar. It's called, like, what was it? Like, something girls? The symbol is, like, a silhouette of a woman in, like, high heels. I thought he was taking her to a strip club, and I was like, oh, no.
Right.
But, no, what we got was even more stupid. Because it's just a normal, like, shitty bar. And there's, like, a bartender, and he's, like, talking to someone. And then we see it's the trucker, and he's, like, sad. And he says, like, you know, she was amazing. She was so beautiful. She had the biggest, and he, like, stops himself because I can guarantee he's making shit up.
And then the bartender came over and was like, can I get 2 Schlitz?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gag me.
And then the bartender's like, well, you'll be talking about this for a long time for no reason. And is like, yeah, like, tough break or something.
Yeah, he's like, I thought I was going to marry her, and then I woke up and she was gone.
We're like, what?
Yeah, and I was like, what?
Now the next scene. I don't know how to set up this next scene.
There is no setup.
I don't know what the
they
fuck
drop
is
into it. There is a woman scrubbing floors, and it looks like she's in a jail cell. The doctor comes
Hungry
over to her.
Eyes comes over.
He starts like telling her like bullshit. Like if you're good, like
I'll let you out.
I'll let you out and all this stuff. And I'm just like, at first I'm like thinking like, okay, so he caught her, but
it's a different
then
woman.
I noticed that's a different woman. So we started screaming
like,
at the screen.
Like, who is this girl?
Like, who the fuck is this?
Who is this woman?
And then he goes away, and some other dude walks over and just, they start talking about it. And they're like, oh yeah, he's delusional. He keeps telling me, you know, I'm going to escape. And at this point, my brain broke. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
And then
is this?
And then it completely obliterated my brain. My brain melted.
They're showing us one shot, and it's like, it's one shot of them talking, and she's dubbed for some reason. And then it switches angles, and
I want you to explain the scene, because I literally, like, my brain melted for
What do you
minute.
Call that thing again?
The clapboard.
So, you see a clapboard, okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you look up, like, the making of, right before they start filming, they bring out this thing. It has, like, the director's name on it. All this stuff,
the
and they
film,
say
the film, what scene they're on, who the actors are in it,
and then they click it, and then that's when you start filming.
Well, they click it to test the audio,
yeah,
and then they start filming right after.
They just say like, you know, action, click, and then go. We see the clapboard,
for and it clap
a good 5 seconds.
It claps,
yes,
and then slowly draws back, and this is
now my brain broke. Because I legitimately thought that they were going meta. I seriously thought they were going meta. I was seriously thinking this was going to...
This movie is not that clever.
I was seriously thinking this whole movie was going to end on a giant troll. Which would have been, like, slightly redeeming. If they fucking just pulled that at the end. But no.
That wasn't supposed to be there.
Because the scene keeps going, and then they keep talking. And then, like, the couple from earlier that he talked to for like 2 seconds, they come in there again, they tell him not to call them anymore. So he's in jail now.
For no reason. It doesn't explain why he's in jail.
No.
It doesn't explain how he got there. It doesn't explain where he went.
No.
It doesn't explain jack shit.
And I'm just like, what the hell? And then he lays in bed and we get another music thing
intercut with like
flashbacks,
like flashbacks of him cutting up the women,
and him making out with.
Are we supposed to believe they caught him for cutting up the women? But how would they know? I don't fucking know.
Well, here's my theory. This is stupid. This is beyond stupid. But maybe this is what happened. He called the guy there to clean up the mess, right? Well, he didn't clean up the mess. Well, because that his sex bot, you know, took him out of the house and loved him so much that he's now in a bar getting drunk. So I'm guessing that, like, he didn't clean up the evidence. And then someone somehow found it.
That is a long explanation for
yes.
something that wasn't
Is there explained. Any other explanation other than that? Exactly.
No, because they didn't fucking give us one.
They don't care.
They don't. No. The director was like, nah, I'm not making out with women in this scene, so whatever.
Who gives a shit? And then he lays in bed and fantasizes about cutting up women and making out with his sex bot. And then she's on the side of the road in the same bikini. Some dude bro picks her up and she says the same thing. You're a man. I'm a woman. And then the credits roll.
Yeah. It literally ends with her saying, you're a man. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be like, Oh, holy shit.
Holy shit,
holy
man.
Holy shit, man. Fucking Frank.
Can I just.
This is a lackluster Frankenstein.
Please. Young Frankenstein is a scarier Frankenstein movie than this, okay? Now, can I just say that I have seen some big fuck-ups in movies before. I have never seen a movie that lets you see the clapboard for that fucking long.
They fucking kept that in there for some fucking reason.
In there for a minimum of 5 seconds.
I wonder if they couldn't get the dubbing right, or if they couldn't, like, maybe they were trying to do a redo. I can't explain that. I can't. There's no justification for showing a clapboard.
It's amazing.
You just have to edit around it. Like, that's just what you have to do.
No, you don't. Because...
I mean, I'm glad they didn't, because it wouldn't have broken our brains. I've seen a lot of movies, and a lot of bad ones, actually. I've never, ever in my life seen it. We've seen Cast and Crew. We've seen... We've seen boom mics. But we have never seen a 5-second scene of a fucking clapboard...
That's hard.
...drawing back from a...
That takes effort, Will. That takes a legitimate effort to fuck that up.
That hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
just
maybe
leave it in there.
Like a few seconds of it, like pulling back. Yeah. But no, it is fully visible.
That's what I'm saying. They slowly pull it back. Just to like rub it in. Like, yeah, look at it, bitch. Look at it. Observe it.
Oh, and I love the credits. I feel like I have to mention this too, though. I love the credits because they're like, special thanks to all the locations, and then it just says science/hobbies. Like, was he thanking science and the hobby of filmmaking? Because this is what it feels like.
He was thanking the hobby of him.
Of making out with women.
Exactly.
Creepily making out with women. Using a movie to make out with women.
He thanks the castle, the two bars...
No.
The science and hobbies, and then he thanks, it says like Discount Electronics, which is obviously where they got all the fucking thingamabobs.
And then the sound.
The sound?
The speakers or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, and then it's like, how sleazy do you have to fucking be to use a movie as an excuse to make out with women?
Ugh, extremely.
Because obviously he wasn't trying. He didn't fucking care about the movie.
Oh, well, you didn't love his acting?
No.
You didn't love those close-ups of the hungry eyes?
Like, I'm sorry, even for its many flaws, and I think it's a worse movie, but even Beware the Blob had...
Beware the Blob is,
They didn't try very hard, but they tried harder than this.
Well, Beware the Blob is more technically competent. It is.
Yes, it is.
No clapboards, no day for night.
No boom mic.
No, like, fucking... Do you remember that scene where it's just, like the audio, like...
Just cuts out?
Yeah. Mid-sentence? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
They use discount stuff, I'm sure.
But...
I don't know.
No, it's like, he's monologuing, and, like, it just, like, cuts it, and all it sounds is like...
Even the music cuts out.
Yeah, well, the music is weird because it keeps like cutting in and out, like, like,
okay. What?
Like, if you're gonna do that, why even just cut the scene out? We didn't miss anything. There's no fucking character development. Please.
So I don't know if it needs to be stated, but what are your final thoughts on the film?
It's incredible. It's, this is special.
It's...
This is one of those special movies.
I feel like people need to watch this movie so they can appreciate good movies.
People have to watch this.
So you can appreciate when a movie's
good. Not even that. If you enjoy, like, The Room or Manos, the Hands of Fate, or Troll 2, you're gonna
fucking love this movie.
You have to see this fucking thing.
If you like cultier films, because this isn't a cult film, like, no one's seen this film.
That's a shame.
But, like, if you like those kind of films mm-hmm. that are, like, the director was trying to do something, like, that he thought yes. was good, and it just totally didn't work at all, like, he just fucked it up royally.
Yes.
Like, you need to watch this film, because he fucks everything up.
Yeah, I think,
like,
this is...
royally. This is the biggest, like, directorial fuck-up I've ever seen in my entire life. I'll call it right now.
This is special. Like, again, if you love those notorious bad movies, you have to see this thing, because this is... We watched... Obviously, the whole podcast is about bad movies. But, my God, compared to every other movie we've seen in 1972... Like, every other movie seems amazingly competent compared to this.
Yeah, this is the
every most... Every one of them.
I'll go as far as to say this is probably one of the most incompetent films I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, this is... I will say this. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
It is... Like, there are so many scenes in this when I was, like, smacking my fucking hand onto my face and being embarrassed. Like, that's the thing. It crosses... that bound, like, you ever watch, like cringy YouTube videos? You ever watch those videos of, like, when people, like, do a public speech?
Yeah.
And they fuck it up?
Yeah.
And it's just embarrassing to watch?
This whole movie was
that. That is this movie.
It's literally an hour and 23 minutes of cringe.
It's a combination of laughter and just, you're dying inside.
I was mad at some scenes.
Well,
like,
those are my thoughts, but what are your thoughts?
This movie is absolute garbage. This movie is a dumpster fire of a movie. Like,
oh my God.
He, like, just lit the fire and just let it fucking go and stink and just be just... It's so horrendous.
You know what's funny is, I thought for sure... Okay, the movie we're watching on Sunday is the one that I have slight experience with, and I thought that one was going to be the stupidest one for the year. After watching this, it might have competition.
This is like a contender with, like, Beware the Blob. And I thought Beware the Blob
This is way dumber.
Yeah.
Way dumber. Beware the Blob is...
And that's saying something. Yes. Beware the Blob is just awful.
It is. But this is... It's... I don't know. This... If you asked me right now to make, like... To say, like, the worst movies we've seen so far in the podcast... This is down there.
Yeah.
This is down there.
Oh, yeah.
It would be hard for me to... It's hard for me to rank movies in general, but if you ask me to, like, put, like, maybe a list of, like, three, this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. I can agree completely. It's just schlock.
And it's hilarious, which is the best part.
It is funny. Like, I think you should watch it.
Because each scene fucks up something at something.
Yeah. Some directorial fuck-up, actor fuck-up, just something fucks up.
No, there's nothing like... There's no scene where it's like, it works.
Nothing goes right in this film.
No.
Nothing goes right.
No. Nope.
If you want to watch it for yourself, it is on YouTube.
Please.
Just search The Body Shop 1972. It'll say Body Shop 1973, but it's actually from 72. I implore you to watch it.
Please.
You'll enjoy it. Just...
I don't care if you have to cancel your plans. Please. Watch this. Watch it. Watch it. Before this video disappears off the face of the planet, please, Lord in heaven, watch this movie.
Just so you can experience what we did.
Please, get yourself a 6-pack and plow through this.
Yes.
And tell your friends. Everyone has a 6-pack.
Watch it with a group of people. Make fun of it. That's that would be the funnest.
Everyone should see this.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yeah, so it's on YouTube. So
this is one for the record books.
This one for the like a contender for the worst. I don't know the worst we've ever watched because we have a lot of movies to watch, but
yes.
It's a contender.
I might say if we're talking, okay, bold statement. If we're talking just out of what we've seen, in terms of just like everything about it, I'd say this is the second worst movie we've ever seen. First is Monos. But let's say for the sake of argument, we can't use Monos because Monos is such a special benchmark.
Right.
So by that standard, I flat out say this is the worst thing we've seen.
If you think Monos is now hilarious, watch this.
JC is a piece of shit. But it is still not as incompetent as this, yeah, which is saying something.
That's saying a lot, actually.
That's my final thoughts on this.
Yep, that's my final thoughts, too. I agree completely. Wow, we've gone a little over. But that's okay.
That's fine.
I feel like this needed to be talked about, and I feel like everyone needs to watch this film.
Watch it.
Yeah, please. Enjoy
it. Watch it, or...
And if you do, if you want to talk to us, we have a Facebook page.
If you want to confess?
If you want to confess that you've watched it, or like tell us...
If you
want
to confess any of your sins, we are here for you.
We're on everything. We're on every social media platform.
So if you want to confess your darkest sins to us, please do.
Yeah. If you're on Podbean, make sure to follow us. We'll be releasing episodes bi-weekly, sometimes 3 times a week.
Send us your money. Send us your... send us some clothes.
Yeah, because we...
send us food.
I don't know if we should be asking about that yet.
Send us food.
But if you want to follow us on Facebook, we're also at facebook.com/TMCOAN.
If you just type in, like, they mostly come out at night on Facebook, you'll find us.
Yeah.
Instagram.
We're on Instagram. We're on...
YouTube.
Tumblr. We're on YouTube. We're on... The one person follows us on Google Plus.
We are on
iTunes.
Every podcasting platform. Like platform. We're on there, so whichever one.
Just make sure to let's talk about this film, because I want to talk to you guys about
this film.
Please
tell us.
Please let us know what you feel about this film, and I will try and get back to every single one of you.
Please tell us about the. Like, the thing, like, after you watch this movie, I want you to tell us the good things you decided to do. Like, tell us, like, you know, I watched The Body Shop, and I decided to go volunteer at an animal shelter.
I decided to volunteer for Greenpeace.
Oh, yeah. I decided to go volunteer at, like, you know, the Breast Cancer Society. I did good things because I saw this movie.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Because you want to give people the best after you've seen the worst.
Because you just think to yourself, like, man, I witnessed... the abyss of humanity, and I want to help it.
Yeah, so give us a like, give us a follow, and we'll be here bi-weekly. So anyway, for They Mostly Come In At Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you guys later.
See you on Sunday. You're a man.
I'm a woman.